Alright, we're gonna keep on rolling, baby. Oh, yeah. And then, Lawson, you gotta put the song in here, because the song is starting, and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, and then it's like, bah, 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 bah. So
yeah. Line is,
it's the world premiere. And then there's get ladies in sexy cowboy hats, if I recall correct. No, wait, they got the lids. They got the fresh lids.
They have the Fred Durst hat. They're dressed as sexy gender swap Fred Durst.
It's like, yeah, the idea for the video was like, what if we had a bunch of sexy Fred Dursts with Fred Durst? Yeah, we already have the perfect guy. I don't know how to improve it except with sexy versions of him all around. It is so hubristic to try and claim a front-facing baseball cap.
Why?
Because everyone wears that. That's like a popular hat. You can't just be the... Oh. That can't be your thing, is I wear a hat.
Yeah, that's. I see what you're saying. It can't be your thing.
That's not... Yeah. Fred Durst needed more of a thing. Like, Pharrell's hat? Now that's a thing.
True.
Sorry.
For what?
I'm sorry to Fred Durst that he has to be called out like this, but also it's unacceptable.
Well, I have some good news for you, Alex. He has thoroughly moved on from the baseball hat. So
what? What does he wear now?
He kind of looks like a LA dad.
Because he had like a new album last year, right?
Yeah, they just went on tour.
They just went on tour, and Fred's not.
They took a bunch of like cool hardcore bands with them. It was really weird.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. I love hearing about Fred Durst sometimes, man.
Well, you brought it up. It's literally your own fault.
Yeah,
and I'm telling Lawson he has to do so many editing tricks at the beginning, and he's got to really put some stank on this one, or it's gonna sound like shit.
Wait, what?
That's Alex's fun way of saying that Sleepy Alex has pulled into the station.
I was telling Lawson, while you were out, I was like, don't tell Katie, but I am full of margaritas from 5 days of margaritas, and my brain is a wet sack of margaritas. And I think it comes across. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm hiding it as well as I could.
A word.
The color has been drained from Alex's face. He is returned.
Well, Alex. Well,
you know what returns the blood to my face is watching these young women clop along the track every week.
Well, time to sound the horns of racing. Burr, 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 burr. Charge! It's balling out. Gallop time.
Wow.
Fuck. This sucks. Fuck. This sucks.
Fucking hate myself. We're pros. These girls like this.
We're pros, you know? We're absolute pros.
I don't want to have to tell the people what happened to these young women.
Alex,
they've lived.
You did this to us. This is literally your fault.
Who am I to cast judgment?
I mean, you have to
these
really
young women.
No one says you have to judge them, Alex. You just gotta tell us what happened in the episode.
I gotta judge who's the fastest.
No, you don't. The episode did that, Alex. You don't have to do that at all.
And I gotta judge.
All right.
Okay.
Who's the cutest?
Back, gallop it up.
Let's gallop it up.
I hear we got back trotted up. I hear we got some emails.
We do. We are gonna do emails.
Oh,
we're gonna we're gonna head to the track. We're gonna trot it up.
Hey, listeners, we're gonna learn your emails like the cow.
We're
heavy
gonna
crunch.
Just canter on over to the Ballin Out Super inbox.
Yeah,
and pull on the reins of communication.
Yeah, your emails are our third leg, listeners. I want you to know for this
Look,
episode.
We got a bunch of emails, but they're not. I don't think it's going to take that long to go through them.
But they could, though, Alex.
Do they go seamlessly start us on a organic horse discussion?
I believe they will. So why don't we?
We can force it, though.
I'm beginning to think Katie sent in these emails. She wants to read them so bad.
Fake it till you nail it, Alex.
I don't even have the password anymore.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying that it feels like this episode could use a little direction. And I know I'm not up for it. You're certainly not Margarita mixed bag. And Lawson is just politely putting up with us until he gets to slain us and own all the anime podcasts in the tri-state area.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. This is not. Hold on now. Did I read my journal?
You have no right to accuse him of that.
Lawson, I know you have no right. Game. I know everyone thinks you're so nice, but I've seen the internal documents at Lawson Leon Corp. As employer, I have been working undercover in your organization. I've learned about your secret plans to take over every anime minor podcast that isn't on a major platform.
Oh, Jesus. That's right,
Spirit Hunters. You hear that? You're next. You got to stand, Spirit Hunters. Are they on the Patreon? What are they on? I don't know.
You go into Lawson's BlackBerry for his step-by-step list, and it says,
ever since Katie Yadoi slipped through his fingers, he has never been the same.
I'll own all the anime podcasts. Anyway, what was the email say, Alex?
Yeah, so we have emails about horses, and we thought we should read them here instead of on the other show. I thought that made more sense. This one is from listener Levi.
Hello, ooh, Levi.
From Attack on Titan. I love his work against the Titans. He does great work.
Love your work.
He's just constantly killing those Titans, baby. Keep on it, Levi.
I loved your work in There Will Be Blood.
Mm.
Levi says, hey, ballers.
Hello.
What's up, fam?
Hello. Longtime listener, first time emailer. I just want to say, if y'all are still curious about the fan base of Uma Musume Pretty Derby, take a few minutes to look over the content on the show's subreddit. I can't say it's any indication of who the show was made for, but makes it pretty clear of who is actually watching it. Oh, and peep this link too. So let's go to the subreddit really quick. And
I look forward to vindication.
Hold on. Alex, hold on. Before you do that, it's probably like a bunch of teenage girls, right, Alex?
Well, no, it's not, though.
Is it not?
It can't be anything illegal or it wouldn't be on Reddit. So you're not going to jail and it's fucking cool. And just fucking chill out and just go to the fucking Uma Musume subreddit.
All right.
Just someone fucking send me a link. There.
I don't know how to use Reddit.
I don't want to go to Reddit. I don't want to.
Open the app on your phone.
I don't have
a Reddit app on my phone. Were you crazy?
Oh, my. All right. Yeah. Well, I got it open. And okay. Here's a hello. Here's the top. First of all, I want to say that the way they keep track of the numbers in this is there's 10,173 students enrolled in the subreddit, but 38 horse girls are online now.
What?
That seems reasonable.
Okay.
The top link right now is Wedding Dress Teo.
Is it? Are they like role playing? Oh, yeah, she's Katie. Getting married.
Yeah, Katie. I think they are.
Well, I mean, they're not. They're just appreciating these girls.
No, Alex. I don't think that's exactly what's happening.
There are rules to the subreddit. You can't do whatever you want on here.
I'm aware, Alex. That's not what I've been saying.
That's to be safe to look at work, and that's because a lot of people are podcasting and reading the subreddit, and that's work to them.
Right, but I think they also might be. RP.
Is this a hentai free zone?
It's a hentai free zone. Yes.
It has to be.
It legally hentai free
way to be. I love you guys ever see those graphics from like 90s websites? So
yes.
It's like hentai free. Come on in, it's safe. Hentai free.
It's hentai free. But is it kawaii?
Kawaii.
Okay, so there's two main things you're gonna notice on the Uma Musume subreddit. Number one, screenshots from the actual game comparing like scores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so there are some people who are like, hey, I know that you're all just a bunch of pedophiles, but I'm doing really well. The Pretty Derby game. So you gotta admit there's a competitive angle to this.
Yeah. Okay, and I appreciate that, I guess.
The rest is fan art, and then like some of it's just cute, and then other ones are like, I mean, it's technically, you can look at it at work and it's okay, but it is like
I mean, listen,
at a picture of two horse girls in casual wear, and one of them has an enormous rack and a tiny waist, and the other one's hugging the horse girl from behind, so her arms are acting as a sort of a boob lifter.
A sort of supporter.
Which does come up in the show. All the time with my platonic female friends. I'm constantly like, let me lift and touch your boobs platonically. You know, because this is what ladies do as women, friendship.
Listen, these girls are learning to support each other, and I think that's really a beautiful thing
that we shouldn't
shit on.
Something I've noticed about myself is when dating men, I am, you know, very hyper aware about consent and all that stuff. But whenever I'm acting gay, I immediately become a fuck boy. And I would do this move where I'd be like, oh, we're just horsing around. Like,
yeah,
here's another contender. This is
this is a beautiful, busty bikini shot. You know, I have questions about horses and if they swim. And that comes up in this episode.
Yeah,
I know from Oregon Trail you can drown.
Well, if you look at a horse's body, Katie, it's not designed to swim. It has no hands.
Yeah, they keep putting these horse girls in a pool in a bikini, and also, I mean, we'll get into it in this episode. It's not even a sexual like bikini thing in the episode. Is it's pretty actually wholesome when she's in the pool, but I'm like, why are the horses swimming? I just couldn't get over
it's
that.
Well, if they get into this in the episode, but it's to confront their greatest fear, which does make sense for horses, as they were probably drowned in their past life.
Katie, you gotta have guts.
I would just like to ask Alex,
Katie's against
Jack
having guts,
and Lawson Leong, who fiercely insisted on me that the fan base of this show was majoritarily wholesome young girls.
By women, for women.
I didn't go that far.
FUBU for women.
I don't know who actually created the show, so I don't know.
Now, I will say, watching this show, there's definitely, if you're naive enough and you're a young girl, I can see them totally being into it. I, especially after this episode, would have some qualms about them watching it. But you need a certain mastery of computer arts to make these beautiful fan images. I will say kids are getting good at that younger and younger these days. But
I stayed the same age. No, I get older, but...
I accidentally follow 17-year-olds on Instagram all the time because I follow a lot of illustration accounts. I'm like, oh, this is really beautiful. And then they're like, I'm 17!
Yeah.
Here's my high school boyfriend. We just broke up. I'm sad. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's bad enough on Twitter when someone reveals they're 23. I can't imagine adding another 6 years between them.
It's frankly traumatizing. But that is to say... I would like to bring out this plaque. Oh, what's inscripted on it? Oh, I think it says, Katie's always right. Is that what that plaque says?
No, that's not what it says.
Read it again. Thank you so much for mailing me this, you fellas. Oh, Katie, this is kind of sad, but...
You do have dyslexia. And so what it says is...
Jesus Christ, Alex!
What if Katie was right, is what the statue says. We wanted you to have that.
Wow! Holy shit, Alex. Wow.
It is true. We have a show policy enacted, Lawson, before you even showed up, that I'm not allowed to read emails anymore because I am a diagnosed dyslexic.
I had that engraved for you. I said, this will perk her spirits up. Send her a plaque that says, what if Katie was right? And a little statue of her, like, peace sign in the air kind of thing. But one day, it's going to happen.
We don't know for sure.
Thank you for the discussion point.
Who are the people behind all these horse girl and student accounts. It could be anybody, man.
It could be
anybody. Anybody could be on Reddit. That's kind of the scary thing about it, isn't it?
That's true. I think for every horny weirdo that's making horny art, there's also just like a horny, cool, bi 18-year-old that's also making the art.
So that's true.
We can cross our fingers and pray to God, Katie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the fucking caps.
Listen, I love like stupid figurines and like dumb outfits. So I get that outfit, like I get that aspect of this show. Like in the sense, like, oh, there are little statues you can collect and put in dresses. Like I get that. Mm-hmm. But why do I have to watch a TV show about it and learn about their problematic dieting routines?
Right. And we're gonna get into that. And then how much of their organs are horse organs and how much are people organs? That's gonna be what we're talking about.
It's a lot
today.
Of horse organs, because I'm seeing a lot of horse brain this episode.
A lot of horse brain. Get you a girl who gives that horse brain.
Nay. All right.
Wait, I have to tell you what the link says that he sent us.
Okay.
The link, okay, so I'm not going to read the whole article, but this is from Anime News Network, and it's interest. Uma Musume Project staff asks fans to avoid making harmful representations of characters. And then it's essentially just like a team
Please
of adults.
Don't make porn of our
begging the internet to stop making porn of their horses.
Stop making porn of our extremely sexually suggestive TV show.
Well,
okay. Please stop. Listen, if there wasn't so many shots of butts, I would agree with you, Lawson. I would agree that this unintentionally was horny. But
yeah, there were quite a few.
Every episode, there is a prolonged shot of a butt.
They race every episode.
I'm an ass man. I'm a big booby lady, but I'm an ass man. I'm just saying.
Paul Austin and whatever the other kid's name, I don't remember. Colton.
I'm an ass man. These are my ass sons. We are a family.
The issue we're going to tackle is...
Listen, Pride Month might be over, but we're still scissoring, Daddy-O.
We're still scissoring, Daddy-O.
I can't believe that shit. All right, just quick wrestle side talk with Lawson. Really Sorry, quick. Alex.
I don't know what any of this is about.
Why? It is so frequent. Uh-huh. That wrestlers use gay shit on TV. It is so yes. Now, in the case of the Acclaimed, it is well intentioned because yes. What's his face yeah. is Anthony a Bones. Homosexual. So yeah. He knows what he's
gay.
Doing. But
gay, yeah.
At one point when Santana and Ortiz were still LAX, they had some weird like catchphrase that was PNP, which in the gay cruising community stands for party and play. And like right. They didn't know what that was. Like, fellas, just do a quick Google. That's all I'm saying. Just yeah. Do a quick Google. And if it doesn't show up on Merriam-Webster dictionary, you're fine.
I also really want to quickly bring up that sometimes Uma Musume does shots that remind me of the Fast and Furious franchise.
That's really interesting.
That's actually...
Family space, man.
That's very yeah. Funny, Lawson. Holy shit, you're yeah. So right. Anyway, yeah. We're not even there yet. We have a whole other email. And
we
Alex
have a whole
like,
other email.
Alex is like, Alex. How do we stretch these emails? Well,
go ahead, Alex.
Okay, our second email is entitled Horse Girls.
Mm.
And this is from listener Nick. Nick says, hey, ballers.
Hey.
Hello again, Nick Nicholas.
What's up, fam?
I heard this fact the other day. I think Katie and Alex will find really interesting. Sorry to bore you, Lawson. The creator.
You know what, Nick? I'll go fuck myself, I guess.
Why don't you go take a walk? You can come back in a few minutes. We'll tackle this one.
Hey, can I go back to my stable real quick? I got some hay in there.
Yeah.
I put some oats in your feed sack, Lawson. Why don't you just enjoy that for a little bit?
Why don't you just put your podcast blinders on and... stare at the time signature until this segment's over. But This is a fact that Katie and Alex will find interesting. The creator for Pretty Derby made a statement saying they didn't want hentai artists making doujins or hentais about Pretty Derby.
We just read that article. Levi already told us.
Well, he didn't know that when he sent the email. How could he know that? And it's no horse girl porn. But there's more details. It says Shindo L, a H manga artist from Japan, talked about this on a podcast and explained how hentai artists are able to use different IPs, but only if the original creator is okay with it. Wait, so there's like a, that's the law?
You make a disjonin, that's a fanzine. So they can do whatever you want. So like,
yeah. So like legally.
So those, they can do it anyway, because it's like, those are fanzines. You can't sue over a fanzine. It's just like the same. It's just like a book equivalent of fan art. But if you're like a, if you're an official studio, I guess then you have to like go up to fucking Sailor Moon and be like, can we have you scissoring? Miss Moon,
I'd like to have you fuck a horse.
Yeah. Miss Moon.
Yeah, legally you could not draw Luke Skywalker getting titty fucked by that blue cow from the second movie they made. That is against the law. It is against his wishes.
That should happen in the canon movies.
He put it in his mouth, Johnson, and he made him frown.
Ryan Johnson had Luke, had Mark fucking Hamill drink the, you know what, never mind.
I liked it. I liked that part.
Of course you did, Alex. Of course you did.
It made me feel alive in a way I can't quite put my finger on.
Of course you did.
And that's why you love Uma Musume Pretty Derby.
I do love Uma Musume Pretty Derby. Anyway, so the question is...
Yeah.
Sorry, Lawson. Katie's going to find this interesting. Is it more perverted now that we know the authors are aware people want to fuck these horses? Or is it sweet that they want to keep their horse girls pure?
I appreciate that the guy was like, I just want to make a show for girls. But if he cared about that, he should have been in the fucking storyboarding studio and being like, stop making horny ass shots then. Like, I'm sorry, but the product is there. You know what I mean? It's like very much like when OnlyFans was like, we don't actually support pornography. And it's like, what do you think this is?
Yeah.
It is very similar to that.
Because, like, if there wasn't any suggestive moments visually, then I'd be like, you know what? This is just my problem. But there's every time I do almost get to that point, and then there it is, a butt shot. Like, the one in this episode was even, it was unnecessary because they just gave her super tight pants for no reason. Yeah. Like, it's so fucking stupid.
Well, she's got to run really fast. And Spay Chan makes a lot of great strides this episode. I can't wait to get into.
Yeah.
And I'm just still trying to think of what, like, a horse version of OnlyFans is. Is it
Only Stallions?
That was also the first one I thought of, and it's only a stretch to get the last. I skipped that one. I think the actual answer is only horse fans. Nick, my answer to you is only fans for horses would be only horse fans, and that's kind of the thought that I'm having about it.
I have no thoughts because I was bored by the question.
Yeah, take. Lawson's not intellectually curious the way Katie and I are. We're natural learners.
I'm not stimulated by this at all. Let's get to something more titillating.
All he cares about is his macho wrestlers.
I will say this, in a way, it's sweet that he excluded you because he knows that you're pure of heart and appreciate.
Well, hold on now.
Lawson's into this for the right reasons.
You know, well, that Nimbus cloud pulls up. Lawson's going to sit on it. My ass is falling right through. You know what I'm saying?
I would want to bring up, because that was funny. I mean, I was really talking about this off air, that we both watch the horse girl shows first now because we can't wait to see what happens.
We can't wait every week. And my wife makes me wait for her so that we can watch it together.
That's really cute.
That's awesome. So great.
That's how good the show is. And
partner walks in and sees me watching this, and he's just like, "Are you like okay?
Turn that shit off. Pissing me off."
That's very funny, if because he's shorter than me.
Short kings rise up.
Yeah. My mouth is, or whatever the phrase is. Listen, I have so many fucking boyfriends. I can't keep track of them. It's as if I have a stable.
It's as if you have a stable of boyfriends. I can't believe you push back so much against the show with your stable of boyfriends every day in your life.
I told him today about how there's no horse boys because they're reincarnated as girls no matter what, and the accessory denotes the gender, and he almost died. So... at least Katie, I'm being supported. Well,
you can lose one
house.
When you got that many around.
Katie's got a terracotta
true.
Army.
I'm doing this like, you know, pioneer woman style. I'm just like hedging my bets for the next pandemic.
Right.
And the
your
rise
first
of fascism.
Boyfriend, yeah. Your first
your
boyfriend
honor,
may not survive.
Your honor, I can't go to the Hague for being a degenerate gay. I am so straight. I have five boyfriends.
That's so straight. That's the straightest thing I've ever heard of. You're free to go, Miss Leon.
Miss Leon,
I haven't
sheesh.
Seen a full episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I could not possibly be a homosexual woman.
This concludes Tumblr Court. We diagnose Katie as straight.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else is... you know what else is straight as straight? All hell?
Let's get some
episode
cis energy
four
in here.
Of yeah. Oomagoosabay,
Pretty
Derby.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
I will say I appreciate the music on this show because it's so like... it's sweeping.
It is. Sweeping is a great word. It really is. Yeah. Sweeping. Yeah.
Like, and I do like, I appreciate they really commit to the idleness of it all. They're like, here we are at the big show. The horse show.
Welcome to the big horse show.
Yeah.
We have to open with a sweeping number to clean up all the booge you shot on the floor watching this shit.
Jesus Christ. Wow. We pay the janitors double in this place.
Oh, gross. Yuck.
Seriously, though, do not make doujinshi of these characters.
Seriously.
We are not playing around.
Don't do it. Don't
well... if you're done spitting in your hand, it's time to recap episode four of
Uma Musume. I'm not done. I'm never done, Alex.
Stop!
Take a break. You're at work.
Stop. Oh my god.
Go ahead. Just go.
Episode four of Uma Musume Pretty Derby is entitled Special Training. And it's kind of a Rocky montage episode.
This shit's so bleak. Shit really upset me.
I got triggered in this episode. I'm not gonna lie. I really
too.
Can't lie.
like,
I got 2 minutes in and I was triggered so fucking hard.
I like it's really.
We are going to just say we'll say up front. This is an yeah. episode that deals with food issues. So if you need a trigger warning for food, this is your
it's
dinner
not just
warning.
Food issues. It's yeah, about it's... unfair like stuff around dieting and weight.
This yes. is your dinner warning.
This is your dinner
yes,
warning.
Dinner warning, yeah.
Yeah.
Dinner warning. And I jingle a little bell.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Now, as we remember last episode, Spei-chan, special week, she lost a race last week and then had to yell into the yelling stump that they keep around the horse school so the horses can yell into it when they lose.
Yeah. It's very interesting what is and isn't... a continuing plot point on this show. I will say that.
Yeah.
So they have to, they're like trying to like show us that she's upset. And the way that manifests in this opening montage, this is before the credits, is she's having milk, but she like spills milk all over the place because she can't do nothing right no more.
I guess. Yeah.
She's like having weird. Dinner. And
well,
she's
like disassociating.
Yeah.
She spills the milk, and then there's a scene of her hammering her horseshoe on her shoe, and she's hitting her thumb multiple times, and, you know, and doesn't realize it until Silent Suzuka says something, which is like classic weird, like self-abusive behavior. And I'm just like, this shit's dark. It's Japan dark. Has a high suicide rate. This is dark.
Yeah. Just want to hammer my fucking thumb off after I trotted slightly slower up a hill. And then she goes to the bathroom and she hops on the scale, and we don't see what it says, but she is, we assume it's,
which is another weird thing that happens in this episode that we'll get to later, but they never actually say what the weight is, but the weight is a key component.
Yeah, it would. Well, it doesn't want to get us into weighing a horse because that's considered rude. And so she's upset at her weight, whatever it is. And so, you know, dinner warning, it's going to be about diet and exercise. Now, she is an Olympic athlete. And by Olympic athlete, I mean she goes to horse school where they teach you stuff like run around the track.
The way, though, I just need to make a comment. The horny shot of this episode happens when she's weighing herself glumly. She's wearing like a spacious tracksuit, but then for some reason it is hugging every curve of her ass. So you can see that there is a butt and a tail, which proves my point that a pervert.
The tail is the cornerstone of the eroticism.
Because only perverts with no filter would think to like make a sad, fucked up moment about like a girl, a teenage girl weighing herself sexual.
Like, it's a sexual thing to so weigh yourself.
Fucked. It's so fucked.
When a horse weighs itself, it's an inherently sexual act. Because you may have to pair it up for mating soon after.
Oh my god. Anyway, go on. Christ.
And so with you hooked there, it cuts to the credits of the like really cute song where it's like, time to run and run around the track. I'm a little girl. How about that?
I love the opening song.
It's nice. Good.
Me too, Lawson. Me too.
I feel better every time I hear it.
Yeah.
And I was coming off being triggered seconds earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just trying to distract you. Yeah. You know, this would be the episode where things start turning, like doing that fucking
the dark,
you know,
turn.
The dark turn. But it, you know, they turn around at the last minute.
They've earned it. it by this point.
Yeah. Speech Hand lost her race, and then it all went downhill from there.
She's horse cutting. Okay. So Spei-chan, she's having a really hard week and she's training harder than ever. And there's a scene where she sees a big fluffy dog, and there is just no room for filler in this show. So she goes and she pats the dog and says she likes that it's fluffy. And then she runs away and the dog's owner says, horse girls sure are fast. And that's the end of that scene.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it startled her. And then he offered her a carrot also. And she didn't take it.
Oh, right. She weight conscious.
This is something I have such a problem with. They present carrots in this show like it's junk food when carrots have no calories.
They're so
good.
It is
literally just a vitamin stick that helps you poop. Like, in what world is a carrot unhealthy? Like, I hope young women don't watch
Katie,
the show.
Katie,
like,
they have to watch it.
Horrible.
They have to watch it.
If they're in my class, they have to watch it.
I'm teaching the cultures of the world to these girls, and this is what they need to understand. And also, it's their way of lightening things up. It's like, sure, she's developed horse bulimia, but when she throws up, it's a carrot.
Whenever I substitute teach, I'm just going to put on Pretty Derby.
Yeah, you're going to have some very specific teacher's pets in that class.
Yeah, well,
get a lot of the freaks from out of the woodwork.
Yeah, she runs away from a carrot, and Katie's right. What the fuck? What the hell is
this? It makes literally no fucking sense.
Yeah.
She's being tempted by the carrot. So she runs to school, and she's having a hard time focusing. And the other girls, they're trying to focus on horse school, but then they're like, oh, especially Spaychan's having a hard time, but also like we don't really learn anything.
I was about to say, like, what else are they learning in that class other than like how to run fast? Like, it seems like she's doing great in that aspect.
They joke about it in the show. They're like, we don't learn anything here. I mean, we're just here for the sports. Let's be honest, people. And then Urara-chan comes in and she's like this pink girl. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really understand where her whole deal is or what was going on in this scene. But Urara-chan's here and she's serving a look.
She was in a foreign country running races, I think.
Yeah, she's like... She's been fast somewhere else is what you need to know about Urara-chan.
Yeah.
She was abroad.
I mean, it's not going to come up now, but maybe later.
the storytelling in this show is just top notch.
It's airtight. Yeah. There's no room. There's no room to go.
She's a globetrotter.
Now, the fluffy dog may come up later. So all the girls on Team Spica, which is the team that's like all of Katie's boyfriends are Team Katie. All of these girls are Team Spica. And they're running around a track and they're tired. And they see taiyaki, which is like fried dough that they have over there. And you're going to think it's like takoyaki, which is like full of meat, but instead it's just fried dough and they want some.
Well,
and
there's so paste in it. It's like a, it's like a treat.
I got some in Japan and I was expecting like a meat and was betrayed.
No, it's a confectionery.
It's like, if you're not expecting it,
you're thinking of the squid ball.
I'm thinking of the squid ball.
Taiyaki is fucking delicious.
It's really, yeah. I mean, they're both good. You just need to know what you're eating.
They're different, is my point. My point is that you wouldn't give a horse, well, you wouldn't give a horse a squid, but you would give it paste, I guess. And so all these girls are eating taiyaki from this truck, and it's okay because it's like if you gave a horse fried dough. Is that okay to say? Yes.
I don't get the point you're making.
I don't think it could be any more direct about what point I'm making, which is it's okay to give a horse fried dough.
Okay. All right.
Even though they mostly want carrots. And so when they're all ordering treats in the truck, it becomes clear to the other girls, oh, Spaychan has developed an eating disorder because she lost the race. She's having a hard time. And then... this is where it gets into weird horse girl zone again, is her manager, the creepo, shows up, the one man in the show, and he's like, let me guess how much you weigh, and then accurately guesses it by looking at her, undressing her with his eyes.
But when he says it out loud, they
censor it.
They do a beep over it.
They censor
it. It's really jarring. It goes, he goes like, oh, you weigh beep. And I'm like, what? Did this guy just drop a slur? Like, what happened?
And to a horse that can feel like a slur when a man says your weight. And so she's like, now did you know? And then he's like, I know every curve of your body, my ward, my little horsey ward.
And then he's like, that's like a good weight for a horse. You should be putting on weight for running, which totally makes sense. But then they all backtrack and they're like, no, we'll help you lose weight. And it's like, which is it? Are we doing the appropriate thing, which is like, if you want to be a big, strong athlete, you actually do need to weigh a lot, which is true. Or do you want to be a waif? And they're like, waif, please.
Well, I was confused about this because the way that they portray the coach is like, he actually is really competent and does know like correct training stuff. And so when he's like, yeah, you have to gain muscle mass, I'm your coach, they're all like, we respect that. But then he's like, let me feel your calves a little bit. And then four other horses show up and they all kick him at the same time because he's being a hentai.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so now that he's been kicked, they're going to help her diet her way without the coach's help. Despite the fact this is the one thing the coach could actually probably do correctly on the team.
Isn't this his job?
Yeah. And like, aren't teachers supposed to, like, report disordered shit?
Or, again, this is just, like, your diet is relevant to your horse racing experience. Yeah, this is like the one thing he could do. And so the team is like trying to convince her it's thick horse summer, but they are going to like help her diet her way. And so she goes on a montage where she has a box of carrots and she's got to tape them up.
Insane. Yeah, yeah. Like her friend's like, you got to tape them up and like, you got to be hungry to win. And this will be your treat when you win. But it's like, once again, they're treating it like it's a box of donuts and it's like literally fucking carrots. Like, that's the food that anorexics eat. Like, you know, like, I just, it made me insane.
But it's also the food that horses eat, and horses, hay is for horses, and so are carrots.
I agree with Katie, but also, when she taped up the box and cried, I thought that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, well, they're trying to have a little fun with it, but they don't realize they're dinner warning the audience. And so,
I mean, that is true. That is for sure.
They're just trying to have too much fun with it is the problem. And here's my problem. There's no hay in this show.
No.
There hasn't been a hay in a single scene. There's been an apple, I believe.
Yes.
Well, because those are people foods and hay is just for horses.
It's just for horses.
They're horses.
They're horse girls.
Girls.
They do horse stuff.
They've made it very pointedly that these are horses that it's okay to want to fuck because they don't eat hay.
Neither here nor there. I think a girl could eat hay if she wanted to. I'm an ally.
I think it's there, Alex. I think it's there. It might not be here, but it is there.
I don't know. That's neither here nor there.
I can't say it's neither if I'm being an honest man in 2022. It's probably the
point is this woman is crying, taping up her carrots.
And
so she gets another montage. They love montages.
They sure do.
I think it may be the greatest weakness of the show is their drive to montage everything.
I mean, I enjoyed it 2 episodes ago, but they're doing a lot of them.
This is the second one in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So the Japanese girl who is Vodka Chan, because again she's a reincarnated horse, she's doing kendo and she has a big wooden sword and she's like scaring Special Week exercises.
Beats the shit out of her to do it.
Right.
Whipping her with the kendo stick.
They enroll Special Week in the Kuomintang army, and she is then forced to obey her officers at sword point until they conquer China, and that's kind of what's going on there for her. So she's doing all kinds of push-ups and stuff, and then she has a second training with this dancing horse, but she's like, okay, the thing about dancing is you gotta do this hard pose, and then it's just like her trying to get a pose for like a long time, and it's like, this is bad television. You guys should come up with a better scene than this is nothing. I've seen a horse do way more interesting stuff than this. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they were out of ideas and couldn't figure out how to get a carrot into it. And so they were like, well, it's not funny.
Well, maybe it's important. The joke they were trying to make is, oh, dancing's fun and this will be fun. But then it was just as hard as when she was getting beat up.
Yeah.
Ballet's hard.
Come on,
ballet's hard, fam.
Fucking come on.
Ballet's hard, bro.
Ballet's really hard, Katie. So it's not so much a joke, is it?
Black Swan. Wait, what was it called? Black Swan was called.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Black Swan.
That show was rough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Huh? It kind of changes things. Well.
Anyway.
Up next, she's going to jump off a really big diving board. And so
fuck was this?
This was crazy. Because first of all, horses would die swimming in a pool. Why do they have a pool? Why does it keep coming up?
Why is the board so high?
Why is it so high? Anyone would break their neck jumping off.
It's like
that
a 100 foot tall diving board. And they're just like, you're 14-year-old girls / horses. You can be left alone. There's no lifeguards anywhere. So the whole thing is like she has to conquer her fear with the diving board. She's like, I am not fucking jumping off that. And then another horse does it. And she's like, okay, I'm still not doing it. Look, and then she slips on the diving board, which is like the most dangerous thing that could happen.
And she belly flops in the water, which would hurt so fucking much.
Her kidneys would explode through the back of her body at the height she fell off.
That would have fucked her up so badly.
And then this very funny shot right after, too, of her just looking depressed, and then it cuts away.
Yeah, because she probably, like, bruised herself on the way down, you know? Yeah. Like, she probably got the wind knocked out of her.
Yeah, she went unconscious, and that's just what it looks like after.
Yeah.
She's kind of lost and confused.
Her body just floats away in the water.
Which it wouldn't do if she was a horse, because she would be so heavy, and she wouldn't be able to swim.
But she's built like a human, so she can just float, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, she's got some real flotation devices on that horse. Let me tell you that much. I noticed a few things.
I got votes.
Oh, my God. What a sexy horse show. Okay, so now we cut back to the coach. He's watching tapes of Saiyan Sky and King Halo. That's something coaches do sometimes. But he's a little creepo, so he's like, yeah, look, I like the way you run, King Halo. Cloppity, cloppity, clop, clop, clop. My God, you're a young woman. And he's watching her run along, and he notices something in the tape. And so he goes to challenge Ohana-san, and Hana-san is the other coach who's like a strong woman, but she's like a horse milf.
She's a no-nonsense woman who's all about her career.
Yeah, she has a long, severe ponytail and glasses, so you know that she's all work, no play.
No play. Mm-hmm. But she won't make you a dull boy.
But she's also a normal lady. She's not a horse.
I just called her a horse milf. I realized that was confusing now. And so the creepo comes up to her, and he's like, hey, I'm 10 feet away. You can't sue me. Legally, you can't sue me. Hey, what if we had a mock race? And she's like, a mock race? And he's like, yeah, a mock race. And she's like, I don't want to. And he's like, come on. And then so she pulls up Special Week on her iPad. She has like Girl Charts, the app. And you can pull up any girl you want on there, and it'll give you their charts. And she's like, yeah, I'm not impressed. I'll raise Special Week.
But also, like, if they were all going to the same school, wouldn't they be doing that shit all the time?
Seems really straightforward and, like, not a big deal. But everybody makes a really big deal.
Yeah.
It seems like that race would be the point of them all being in the same school. So they
it's just a practice race.
Practice racing.
Yeah.
Do I want to race at horse racing school? I don't know about all that. I have to talk this over with the girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have a team meeting, and the coach is like, Spei-chan, I got great news. You're going to race a really fast horse girl in a mock race. Her name is Taiki Shuttle. And so she's like, yeah, okay, you know, I've been doing some training. I think I will race Taiki Shuttle. And then Suzuka-san pipes up. I don't know what her fucking deal is.
I actually followed this, and I hate that I'm getting the logic. So she speaks up and sounds like, I'm against this because you're going to burn yourself out. And she remembers how hard she took her loss. And I actually think this is real, because if you've ever had a friend with an eating disorder, it's usually highly linked to, not all the time, but a lot of time it's linked to like overachiever type behaviors and like self-flagellation. So she was just very reasonably like, yeah, you haven't been like teaching us, and she's gonna burn herself out, and she still has an eating disorder, so maybe let's not put her against this girl who is number one in Japan or
something. Bolt of girls. Yeah.
She's the short distance champion,
basically. She's the short distance king. She does this thing where she like makes an arrow with her arms and then pulls the bow.
Short queens rise up.
She's the Usain Bolt of horses, and her name is Taiki Shuttle. And then coach counters Suzuka-san and says, you're all horses. And then that ends that discussion. And so they're all going to race.
Damn it.
And then Suzuka-san has the really real thought to herself that she's like, I don't want her to lose again because she's going to stop liking to run. Right. And I really wish one of you motherfuckers pulled up and was like, you're going to end up hating stand-up if you keep going to open mics. And
right. Look at me now. Right.
Yeah, well.
Whoops.
You wish you had a live performance Suzuka sound in your life?
Honestly, kind of, yeah.
It turns out it was me, Austin. It was me all along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a risky time for special week, but she has been training really hard. And so the next day, it's time for her mock race, and she sizes up her mysterious challenger. So, you're kind of like the Usain Bolt of horses, huh? Huh.
It's not that aggressive, though. They're very friendly.
They are.
Once again, there's like no animosity between the horses, even though they're all like... Like, we just skipped over that scene in the lunchroom, but, like, she always sits with girls from the other classes, and they're just like, we're going to have the race. See you there. Like, you know,
see you there. We love racing. We're horses.
Everyone is incredibly reasonable.
Yeah, which I actually appreciate. There's, like, yeah, we're here to compete against each other, but we're still friends. We just, there's no, like...
yeah, there's no, like, wild fuckboy Vegeta running around being like, I'm the best.
Yeah, there's no that woman with the eye patch.
She literally is in the show for 2 seconds. She doesn't go to their school. I have not seen her since.
I don't know who that chick is anymore. She got turned into glue. She was a tsundere. She lost a race, and she hasn't been seen since.
They expelled her for doing cat in the stalls.
I gotta say, what's her name? Taiki Shuttle? Taiki Shuttle is the best, and you immediately fall in love with her. Because she just like, she's like, Sweet Chan walks up to her and she just goes, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
And Sweet Chan's like, howdy, you. And she's like, let's do our best, Sweet Chan. And you're like, God damn, why is everyone in the show so nice?
I'm the horse this episode. I'll see you on the track.
Why is everyone so positive in this show? There can't be one bitch running around just being like, it's all about me.
See, I don't think that's a good thing. I think there should be an evil horse that kind of drives us.
Maybe it'll be really, like, it'll come through, like, in episode 10, and it'll be really jarring, you know?
So far, the villain is all men.
True.
Yep.
And they're kind of a nebulous off-screen villain.
Yeah, it's just
the trainer, also.
Yeah, well, it's the gif with the strong woman arm shaking the strong horse hoof, and it says, hating men. Yeah,
you know the gif.
You know the gif. Anyway, or it's not a gif, it's a JPEG. Anyway, they're going to race. And Special Week is going to have to try hard to beat this short distance queen. Mm-hmm. And they're off. Cloppity, 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 clop. Again, reminder, their shoes are horseshoes. They're very loud.
I explained this to my friend, actually. He was asking me, like, oh, what do you guys stop doing Yu-Gi-Oh? I'm like, yeah, you should come listen. We're doing it's been pretty derpy. He's like, oh, what's that about? Like, oh, they're horse girls. Like, you mean like centaurs? Like, no. They're horses who are also girls. Like,
but they wear shoes.
I was like, well, they wear horseshoes, but they're all in all twosies. That's what I tell people. They're girls in all twosies.
It really is the first question people ask is, well, are they running like girls or horses? And they are running like girls.
Yeah.
They're running like girls.
But with horseshoes.
This is an interesting episode, though, because aside from just the eating disorder stuff, they really get into racing terminology in a way that hasn't come up in the other episodes. Finally.
There's some, like, speed formula in this, right?
It's the most anime development that has happened in the show so far. So, Taiki Shuttle is... again, really fast in a short range. So Special Week is kind of running behind her and she's like, oh, I can't catch up, but this feels a little easier than normal. And then she's like, slipstream technique. And it shows a tunnel of wind around her and she's running behind Taiki Shuttle. And that allows her to break the wind for the runner after you. It's a speed technique. She's learned the slipstream technique, the special technique from her special training.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Absolutely.
But on the hill, because we're still running and it's a competition, Taiki Shuttle speeds up a little bit, knocking Special Week out of her slipstream in a maelstrom of wind, of gusts blowing her away.
But now she's going to learn that when you're on a hill, you take shorter steps or something.
Yeah, you got to take shorter steps, which is, I think we could all learn that lesson.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try
that the next time I'm walking from the M train. The slight incline.
Yep, absolutely.
And she also has to break through mentally. So she thinks about how fast she'd like to run. And then she almost gives up, but time slows down and her horse ears, because she is a girl, but she has a tail and horse ears. Visual reminder of what this looks like. She's a sexy young woman with horse ears and a tail. And she hears the clop. And she zooms in on the clop. And she's watching Taiki Shuttle's clops. And that lets her know short stride running technique.
Yeah. Two techniques in one race, you learn.
Two techniques in one race. She's having a breakthrough. That's going to help her on the hill. She's now catching up to Taiki Shuttle, the world famous Taiki Shuttle. She's towards the top of the hill and she's almost got it.
Must be American because she goes, howdy.
Yeah, she's from the West. And so they're neck and neck and they're running and running and running. And they're at the top of the hill. They're like Kate Bush.
They're running up that hill.
They're running up that hill. And so this is a bit of a funny part. There's a girl who's in charge of the finish line, and her name is Amazon San.
Yeah. She's the hottest horse. She's an insta baddie horse.
Yeah, and she's honestly a no holds barred baddie. But she is taking a nap at the finish line.
Respect.
She's a sleepy horse.
I just want to point out, she had one job. Why is this she even
really
here?
Like not that long a race too? No. Like just like pay attention for 2 minutes.
Literally, what the fuck, man?
I had nothing but job. Respect for Amazon Chan, and yeah, she was sleeping, so she didn't see who won. It's important to note too, she has not locked her legs in an upright position like a horse can do, allowing her to sleep upright. She is like on the ground taking a nap.
No, she's in the dirt like Supreme Kai.
Honestly, that would have been me. So
that would have been me. She yeah. just like me for real.
Yeah.
And so special week, it seems like she lost by a hair, but she learned so much along the way.
And she had fun racing.
She will not let this make her turn to carrots. And then Taiki Shuttle shows up and says, very exciting, Deshta. And yeah, that's, she's a keeper, Taiki Shuttle.
No, and then Spachon's like, hell yeah, I love fun. Thank you for teaching me. And then Taiki Shuttle goes, kawaii! And they hug.
Yeah, girl, I wrote girl hug.
And there's yeah, a big girl hug, always Alex. Hugging. Yeah. There's a big girl hug. You can't skip over that part, bro. This is
I
why
wrote
we're here.
Girl hug. I wrote it in the notes.
Here. This is why I'm watching the fucking show, Alex.
I saw there was a girl hug.
For sportsmanship and friendship and big girl hugs, damn it.
There's not enough hugs.
I mean, we got a big one here. I'm over. Oh, but,
yeah, we're pretty
got,
happy. So with
you know what we got a big one.
You know, Suzuka-san was in the stands, and I was, you know, I was thinking, I was like, we haven't seen Suzuka-san run for like 3 episodes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she leaves him in the dirt when she runs, though, bro. She has no limit soldier when she runs.
She's the Gandalf of the
later.
Show.
You know, it's funny. She's like the Rey of the show because, you know, she's like holding it all together, but you're like, what's her deal? She's so quiet.
Yeah.
Because she's secretly in love with the coach and they have an inappropriate relationship.
Jesus,
and they're going to end
no.
the world.
Oh, God, no, please.
She's a clone of his old horse. That he that's had years awful. Before.
That's fucking awful. I hope that's not true.
I hope that is true. That would be the biggest. That would be the biggest story twist of the entire show. I hope that happens.
I don't watch this show for plots.
Well, never there was feels. A really big girl
I
hug.
I don't watch
Lawson.
A show for plots. I've watched a show for clips and clops.
Yes. Okay.
End this. End my life. Alex! Finish the show. You're
back
the one
at the clubhouse. There's
be.
Two more things. We gotta say two more things, and everybody gets to have their precious dinner. Dinner
dos
alert.
Mas. Dos mas.
Back at the clubhouse, Spaychan is having fun every day by running because she's a horse. That's what it says. That's why I have to tell you happening.
He told you and us.
She loves to run again.
Whose side am I on?
She loves to run. We love to see her run. What a fast horse.
Yeehaw.
But there's a lurking shadow in the distance.
There is?
Because El Condor Pasa, who is a different girl, who's like a girl with like a...
just like a superhero mask.
Like a Mexican wrestler mask on her face.
You might say she's a different breed.
She runs really fast in a race that they see at the end, and she's going to be in the Nihon Derby, and it's like, whoa, special week is going to be in that derby.
The trainer's like, I thought this might happen. I'm like, you probably knew exactly this would happen. And you refuse to do it. How are you being paid right now?
And also, after she almost beat the short queen, El Condor Pisa? El Condor Pasa?
El Condor Pasa.
Audrey Plaza.
Audrey Plaza, she's like...
Audrey Plaza.
She does the anime thing. She declares speech and her rivalry. We have a rivalry.
Yeah, she declares
But once again, it's really positive because she's like in the press conference. She's like, I can't wait to race you. This is going to be great. Like,
do your best, speech.
But also, the press conference disturbed me.
Yeah.
Because... the teacher who's her trainer was talking on her behalf like you would when you're standing next to a horse that can't speak.
Yeah.
But it's not a horse, it's a woman.
It's They're a like, woman.
Oh, is it true that the blah 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 is gonna I can't remember this fucking horse's name. It's gonna run in the derby, and she's like, we are excited to do that. I'm like, bitch, you're not racing.
She's not racing. Well,
doing shit. You stand there with an iPad.
Katie, I'm noticing that some of these things that are horse things are just really upsetting you about the way that these horse girls are having in their lives. And I got to say, they're horses. This is what it'd be like for them.
It's as if the whole crux of the show is a man was like, I wish I could treat an underage girl like a horse, which is an animal that can't.
We don't. We respect these horses.
Can't advocate for itself.
We respect these horses. We respect Special Week. We respect.
Listen,
El Condor Pasa.
Yeah, they're all I know. As a Saiyan Sky fan, I gotta say, El Condor Plaza. Saiyan Sky won the last derby. Why don't you put some respect on Saiyan Sky's name? How about that?
Yeah, Plaza? We love that green hair, sleepy bitch horse. Yeah.
They're all going to be at the Nihon Derby. They're all going to race. It's like, what do you want? Do you want to show up at the race and there's no other horses? It's going to be horses.
It's going to be horses. Halo King will be there. Saiyan Sky. Condor Plaza.
It's a stacked card.
God damn it, Speech. You have miss your work cut race. Out for you.
The God Nihon Derby. Is SummerSlam for horse school, and you gotta Hell watch yeah. it.
And I will
try your best. And that's another week of Pretty the Derby show. Uma Musume special training episode 4. What do we think? Starting with Lawson Leong,
6 out of 7.
Yeah, the girls really raced, good, right?
And then they were friends, and then they raced more. Oh, wait, oh, there was that food stuff. 5 out of 7. I was okay. triggered by that shit.
Okay.
Please don't make her have a food disorder. Come on, man. I'm having fun.
Dinner warning.
Come on, man.
You know what? We haven't asked this episode is do horses ever develop eating disorders?
I mean, I know animals can have weird like scarf and barf shit if they lived on the streets and then they're brought into a home. So
yeah, stray dogs and cats.
A horse
have, like,
can have that.
Yeah. Abused dogs
can have that if
have,
they like didn't
issues,
win
yeah.
a big enough race, maybe.
Maybe.
And they're in love with their horse roommate.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of happens in Black Beauty. Okay, Katie. Out of 7 Dragon Balls.
2 Dragon Balls, this show.
That's low.
Dude, this whole episode, they have an open opportunity to be like, you should actually be a healthy weight, because the whole point is to have really thick muscles and like thick ass thighs to run fast. And instead they double down on her dieting, and it's really fucked up. It's really disturbing to me. Yeah, and the fact is, if we're going off of what you guys say, and this intended audience is young girls, which it is apparently, that's a fucked up thing. That's a fucked up thing to show little girls. I'm sorry. I can't get behind it. But I did like, you know, the animation's fun. I like the little outfits, and I like all the friendship stuff, but I cannot support.
She tapes away the carrots. The carrots are for winners. Coffee is for closers. Carrots are for horses who win a derby. That's how it is in this world.
It's promoting unfair horse body standards, and I can't not abide.
It's a man's world, and a horse just lives in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the show ends, and they kill the trainer. They eat him alive. All the girls fight him with their
opportunistic carnivores. They all turn on.
I hope he gets stampeded like Mufasa.
Yeah, he'd probably be into that though. He's like, oh, sweet release.
My sweet release.
Everyone wins, I guess.
All these powerful hindquarters. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 7. It had the most racing in it. Mm-hmm. I think the eating disorder stuff I was taking as more of a joke. I wasn't as offended, but there's too many montages. There just shouldn't be this many. It's really annoying to summarize. I don't like it. One scene. Come on. All right. That's my review of episode 4.
All right.
Well, giddy up.
Well, there's a horse song.
Let's go.